This is Brent Musburger, and here is your VSiN Action Update. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
With the Major League Baseball season up and running, the odds to win the 2021 World Series still belong to the Los Angeles Dodgers on top at plus 325, while the Yankees are plus 650. San Diego plus 750, while the Chicago White Sox are at plus 1200. The Atlanta Braves, Houston Astros, and the New York Mets all in at plus 1400. Minnesota at plus 1800. St. Louis at 2200. The LA Angels and the Toronto Blue Jays both at 2500. Looking at the American League, odds to win, the Yankees on top at plus 275, White Sox plus 450, Astros plus 650, Twins at plus 800, Toronto plus 900, and the Angels plus 1400, along with the Tampa Bay Rays, the defending AL champions, also at 1400. The Dodgers favored to win the NL plus 175, San Diego plus 450, the Mets at plus 700, Braves at plus 750, St. Louis plus 1200, Phillies plus 1600, and the Reds plus 1800. With the Masters wrapping up this weekend at Augusta National, time to look ahead to the May PGA Championship. Dustin Johnson, the favorite at plus 900. Justin Thomas is at plus 1,000. Bryson DeChambeau and John Rahm both at plus 1,200. Brooks Koepka plus 1,400. Rory McIlroy plus 1,600. Jordan Spieth plus 1,800, along with Xander Schauffele also at plus 1,800. Colin Morikawa, the defending PGA champion, is at plus 2,200. Hideki Matsuyama and Patrick Cantlay are both at plus 2,500. Looking ahead to June's U.S. Open, Dustin Johnson once again the favorite at plus 900, John Rahm at plus 1100, Bryson DeChambeau and Justin Thomas both at plus 1200 to win the Open, Brooks Koepka plus 1400, and Jordan Spieth plus 1600, with Rory McIlroy also at 1600. NHL futures, odds to win the Stanley Cup, the Colorado Avalanche on top plus 450, Tampa Bay plus 700, Toronto Maple Leafs at plus 750, the Vegas Golden Knights at plus 800, the New York Islanders at plus 1,000. Carolina Hurricanes plus 1,200. Washington Capitals at plus 1,400. Boston Bruins at plus 1,600. Along with Florida and Pittsburgh, both of those teams also at plus 1,600. You can get the Minnesota Wild at plus 2,000. The NFL draft less than 3 weeks away. Who will be the first defensive player picked in the draft? Patrick Surtain at minus 130. While Micah Parsons is at plus 200. J.C. Horn plus 375. Who will be the second overall pick behind Trevor Lawrence? Zach Wilson minus 2,000. Justin Fields plus 850. Trey Lance at plus 1,600. Penny Sewell plus 2,200. Who will be the first offensive lineman picked in the draft? Penny Sewell, the leader, at minus 400. Rashawn Slater at plus 250. Who will be the first pick in the draft? Trevor Lawrence, easily the favorite, at minus 10,000. Zach Wilson plus 1,200. Justin Fields plus 2,000. Who will be the first running back to be taken in the draft? Najee Harris minus 170, Travis Etienne plus 165, Javonte Williams plus 500. What about the first wide receiver, Jamar Chase, who took a year off due to COVID, minus 500, Devontae Smith, the Heisman Trophy winner, plus 500, Jalen Waddle at 550. Even with the 17-game season, Kansas City still the favorite to win the Super Bowl at plus 550, Tampa Bay Buccaneers plus 600 to repeat as champs, Green Bay plus 1200, LA Rams also plus 1,200. Buffalo Bills and the San Francisco 49ers both at plus 1,400. Baltimore and Cleveland both at plus 1,800. The Colts with new quarterback Carson Wentz at plus 2,000. Kansas City favored to win the AFC championship at plus 275. Tampa Bay the favorites to win the NFC title at plus 325.
Get the latest VSiN odds at VSIN.com. And remember, cashing tickets is what it's all about.
Before you place your next bet, visit VSiN.com for all the latest data and powerful betting tools. Start with our live odds, team comparisons, and previews for every game on the schedule. Then dive deeper with live tracking of betting trends and line movements. And don't miss our unique tools, including odds comparisons from sportsbooks across the country, prop bet search engine, and custom parlay calculator. Everything you need to increase your betting knowledge and confidence is at your fingertips. Visit VSiN.com today.
Our VSiN experts live and breathe sports betting, and we've assembled the best team here in Las Vegas and from sportsbooks across the country to help you learn how to become a better handicapper. We go beyond picks and predictions to discuss the numbers and analysis that matter to sports bettors. We are always on for you with TV, radio, and digital coverage. Get everything we have to offer, including our upcoming bracket betting guides for under $50 from now through the College Hoops Finals. Visit vsin.com/subscribe to sign up for this special offer today.
Welcome back inside the Green Zone presented by BetMGM. Final hour of the program. Brady Cannon and Wes Reynolds with you live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa on the tip of the strip. And over in Augusta, Georgia, the third round of the 85th Masters with Justin Rose on top by one stroke. He is at 7 under par. His playing partner, Will Zalatoris, at 6 under par. Corey Connors, Hideki Matsuyama, Justin Thomas, and Mark Leishman all at 5 under par. Jordan Spieth, Bernd Wiesberger, Xander Schauffele and Brian Harman at 4 under par. And Wes, give me the latest here. At last look, you said it looks like it'll be 10 or 15 minutes away from when they will resume action after being in a weather delay.
Yeah, scheduled to be at 5:15 Eastern, 2:15 Pacific. It looks like they're about to get restarted here at Augusta National. We mentioned sunset was going to be about 7:55, so 4:55 out here on the West Coast. So 2.5 hours, and maybe could play a little bit extra after sundown. Might kind of see, assuming there's no other delays in play this afternoon, might see a couple groups left out on the course that will have to go finish in the morning, which of course gives another wrinkle to the handicap going forward. But updated odds currently at BetMGM, Justin Rose +3.25. Justin Thomas right behind at 4-1, being 2 shots back of Rose currently on the course. Jordan Spieth 7-1 off that birdie. He made it 8th off that miraculous recovery. Xander Schauffele 9-1. Mark Leishman 10-1. Hideki Matsuyama 11-1, along with Will Zalatoris at that same price. Corey Connors 12-1. Tony Finau and Brian Harman both 25-1 apiece. Siwoo Kim 40-1. Bernd Wiesberger 50-1. Cam Champ 80-1. And then you get in the triple digits for the rest of the guys.
Who do you kind of like right now? Who do you see as maybe emerging from this thing? And we're a long ways away. Still about a day and a half of golf left to go.
If I'm going down the board a little bit and not wanting to take the two chalkies with Thomas and Spieth, and of course Rose as well, if I go down the board a little bit, I think Xander Schauffele is still right in this thing at 9-1. And if you want to maybe go a little bit bigger, you're going to have to see if guys are going to do well on this back nine and make about 3 or 4 birdies coming in. Tony Finau has not yet got going. He's really my closest pursuer in terms of the outright market pre-tournament. So maybe I'm kind of hoping rather than recommending at this standpoint. He's currently on the 9th hole, 1 over par on his round today. So maybe this break will do something good for him to turn it around as he is 1 over par. And it could also stall momentum for guys like Corey Connors, who are under par on their round today. You want to keep playing and don't want your momentum halted. So I think the break may end up being good for some guys like Rose, who did make a couple bogeys after he birdied the first two holes, and could be a little bit negative for some guys perhaps like a Corey Connors or even a Zalatoris.
Justin Rose, again, in the lead by 1 shot, even par on his round at 7 under. I think Matsuyama's another guy to watch out for. He's had success
here
in the past.
That was a big putt he made there, I believe, on number 10.
Number 10.
Because it looked like he was going to give one back. It's like, okay, here he goes. And I think that was around 12 to 15 feet. I don't have the...
It looked like in that neighborhood for sure. Yeah. And you talk about the delay helping or hurting some guys. Maybe that hurts Matsuyama, because making that putt for to save par, I thought was a real kickstarter, and he could have continued on with a head of steam possibly. Maybe the stoppage in play hurts him a little bit, because that was a good run he was on.
It was a good run that he was on, so we'll see if he can continue. In the co-main event here at UFC, Arnold Allen by unanimous decision gets there in the co-main event over Youssef, and looking up the price here, because we just have one fight left to go on that card. Arnold Allen was an underdog at BetMGM at plus 130, so he gets there over Sadiq Youssef by unanimous decision. Main event left to go here, that will be Kevin Holland against Marvin Vittori.
Do you have an opinion on the main card, or the main event, rather?
I'm not going to bet it. I would lean to Vittori. Kevin Holland is a very athletic fighter that makes some mistakes. And we saw it really, I believe, in the last fight. I think his last fight, if memory serves me correctly, was against Derek Brunson, I believe. But he's a guy with a lot of talent, Holland, but sometimes does not fight the most smart fight. He actually just fought. He was the main event on an ESPN card, I believe, March 20th. So what was that, 3 weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
He was a main event and lost unanimous decision. Kind of did a little too much preening, a little too much dancing around. Brunson got the easy unanimous decision over Holland, who was on a 5-fight win streak.
Jason Kahn, our producer today, normally on a numbers game with Gil Alexander, giving us some help on the weekend. Did you find out who our man Lou Finicaro, does he have an opinion in the main event? Did he like anybody one way or another?
No, I don't believe to bet. He's got the under as minus 145, but it's not an official bet. He didn't have anything on.
So he leans towards the under
at least as of the point spread weekly. I'll check and see his website.
Vittori, by the way, does have a 4-fight win streak, currently sixth in the middleweight division. So this is obviously a big fight for him. Could perhaps put him in line for a future title shot. This was originally actually supposed to be Darren Till on this card here, but Till had to pull out of the fight due to a broken collarbone, so Kevin Holland steps in on very short notice. Oftentimes, though, that benefits the guy stepping in on short notice, because all of a sudden you've been preparing for a guy that you didn't think you were going to fight. But this was March 30th when Till pulled out of the fight, so looks like Vittori's had about a week and a half to get prepared for Kevin Holland. So it's not like it was the week of the fight, where you often see the week of the fight, that last minute replacement, it could be a live underdog.
Yeah, absolutely. We've seen that on many occasions inside the octagon. Let's go back to the Diamonds here. It's a tie ball game once again in Minnesota. Seattle took the lead over the Twins 3-2. Now we're in extra innings, the 10th inning in Minnesota. They are tied at 3 apiece. Looks like Seattle is currently at bat. Seeing that down here below on our screen, and looks like runners at the corners, West, with no outs. So, Seattle threatening here in the top half of the 10th inning, tied 3-3 with Minnesota. Runners at the corners and nobody down. The Milwaukee Brewers and the St. Louis Cardinals, it's not quite over yet, Wes, but it is over the total, and you're getting ready to cash this ticket, it looks like. In the 8th inning, Milwaukee all out in front of St. Louis, 9-2.
Yeah, it's got busted open by a 3-run homer by Hiura. And that made it 8-2. Another additional run here in the eighth, as we are now to the bottom of the eighth. 9-2. Brewers, by the way, the leaders in St. Louis. Runners on the corners, as you mentioned, in Minnesota for Seattle. Bunted the runner over to third, and then no play at first for the pitcher. So first and third, nobody out for Seattle.
The Colorado Rockies are in San Francisco taking on the Giants. Giants won on Friday, and they're out to the lead early here in the fourth inning. Colorado batting in the top of the fourth and trailing the Giants 1-0. Also, the Oakland Athletics have a lead over the Houston Astros. Oakland trying to make it 2 in a row over Houston, who has really been a thorn in their side in a big way on the early going of this baseball season. Oakland out to a 2-0 lead there over Houston in the fourth inning. And this is interesting, Wes. Minus 190 are the A's on the money line in the in-game wagering. Houston, who closed as about a minus 155 favorite, now down 2 runs early in the ballgame, plus 145. That looks pretty juicy.
Yeah, both runs here for the A's scored in the top of the fourth. Olsen with an RBI, also Murphy with an RBI. So still two outs there. Runner at first base for the Oakland A's. So a rare lead so far this season for the men from Oakland, but they do have a lead. These were kind of two pitchers I wanted to face. Leaned a little bit to Frankie Montas and the A's, and now we're to the bottom of the fourth. Astros coming up trailing by 2.
Also want to mention a game coming up here in a little less than an hour from now. It'll be the Detroit Tigers meeting the Indians in Cleveland. The Tigers have lost 2 in a row, lost to Cleveland on Friday. Cleveland has won 2 straight. This will be Scooble versus Savali, and the Indians are favored favorite again today. They're about a minus 185 favorite on Friday, down a little bit to minus 160 here today with a total of 9.
Lean a little bit to the over here. Skubal has taken a little bit of the money against Savali, actually now down to a plus 135 underdog at BetMGM. But when I was looking at the XBIPs, both were substantially higher than the ERAs for both of these guys. Skubal's actually 611, Savali's 478, so almost a run difference for Savali, and then about 2.5 runs difference for Skubal. So would lean a little bit to the over here at the total of 9.
Also want to update Jason Kahn. Thank you very much. Lou Finicaro likes the over the round total in the main event inside the octagon coming up here. Going on in the Apex in Las Vegas, UFC fight afternoon, we like to call it, on UFC fight night Saturday. As it got started, the main card got started at 12 noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern time, with the main event coming up here shortly. Also do have another baseball game that'll go in about an hour and a half from now, 3:35 Pacific, 6:35 Eastern time, the Chicago Cubs at PNC Park to take on the Pirates. And Jeff Stoneback mentioned the MGM is going to need the Pirates, as they probably will a lot this season. Pittsburgh just 1-6 on the season. Cubs are 4-3. Zach Davies opposing Mitch Keller. Chicago a minus 150 favorite here on the road with a total of 8.5.
Could certainly see the under here. Cubs offense has been struggling a little bit. Pittsburgh's had no offense whatsoever. 14 runs in their last 6 games, and they've lost all 6. I think that was projected out of the Pirates really this season. Zach Davies gets to go again against this lineup, so maybe Pittsburgh will be better seeing him for the second time. We, by the way, have resumed play at Augusta National, but back to this game. Davies did hold Pittsburgh scoreless in the first 5 last Sunday. Could very well do it again. Pirates dead last against right-handed pitchings in terms of OPS this season, and one of the bottom in the league thus far. Also on the Cubs numbers side, they've had some bad luck at the plate, but they've got the lowest batting average balls in play in the league at 168, and the second lowest is actually 216. So Cubs been above average in the ground ball to fly ball rate, so maybe they're going to get some good regression on that side at some point. They do get to face Mitch Keller again, who gave up 3 runs to them last Sunday. Under would be my way if I were to go on the total, and then I could certainly sponsor the Cubs in terms of the first 5 innings. If you don't want to lay that big money line at minus 165, you have options to lay run lines in the first 5 innings, depending on your shop. I believe at BetMGM right now it's minus a half a run, minus $1.20. Obviously shop around, but that would be the direction I would be going.
Justin Thomas just missed a putt for par there as his round resumes in a bad way. That'll be a bogey for Thomas, and he finishes the front 9 at even par, so he is minus 4 for the tournament and 3 shots off the lead. And we talked about that earlier. You know, Justin Thomas is a great player all across the skill sets, from scrambling to putting to ball striking, you name it. But he, for some reason, struggles with the very slick greens at Augusta National and just missed not an easy par putt there. That was it's 2 of those today, probably in that 6-foot to 7-foot range that he has slid by.
Yeah, he has. So, and that's kind of a little bit of the bugaboo with Thomas, certainly one of the talented players in the world. But when you look at the elite, and when you look at the top guys on the odds board, DeChambeau, an above average putter, mm-hmm. John Rahm, not so much so far this year, but historically has been a slightly above average putter. And you, as some of the other guys as well, Dustin Johnson mm-hmm. has improved his putting.
Yes.
It's really been kind of Thomas and obviously McIlroy of what you would consider the elite players in the game of golf that probably are the shakiest on the greens.
Let's look at another baseball game coming up here in about 2 hours from now, 4:20 Pacific, 7:20 Eastern, and it'll be the Fightin' Phils in Atlanta to take on the Braves. And Wes, you of course remember to open the season, Philadelphia swept Atlanta, and now the Braves get them down on their home turf. They won 8-1 over the Phillies on Friday. Today it's Zach Eflin and Ian Anderson doing the honors. Atlanta minus 135 on the money line. 8 is your total.
Yeah, I was on the Braves last night with Charlie Morton. That was their home opener. Thought the bats were going to get going. They had been cold a little bit on the road to start the season. They did get going last night. A big win over the Philadelphia Phillies. I believe 8-1 was the final score. 2 good pitchers here with Zach Eflin. Coughlin and Ian Anderson both had very good starts in the opening week. So looking at this, the number looks pretty right to me at about 135, 140-ish, Braves laying at home. So maybe a small lean now that it's gone to 8 in terms of the total on the over, but I did not bet this one.
All right, before we get out of here, let's touch on one NBA game that'll also tip off in about 2 hours, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern, and that's Toronto and Cleveland. The Raptors and the Cavaliers in the 11 and 12 holes in the Eastern Conference, respectively, a long way out of the playoff picture currently. Toronto's lost 2 straight. The Cavaliers have won 2 in a row, and the Cavaliers moved to the role of the favorite here, Wes. Toronto was originally the favorite in this game, -2.5, a road favorite, and now Cleveland favored by 2.5 with a total of 218.
Toronto really the walking wounded here. Rodney Hood is going to play, but a lot of Raptors not going to play, that being Pascal Siakam, Paul Watson, Fred VanVleet, Jalen Harris downgraded to out. Kyle Lowry also doubtful with a foot injury. So Toronto playing very shorthanded, and that's really the move to the Cleveland side. These are two teams more than likely that will not be, not mathematically eliminated, but will not be in the NBA playoffs. So usually when I get two teams like that, I did that with Cleveland and Oklahoma City actually on Thursday night. You get two teams that aren't likely to make the playoffs at this point of the season, get resigned to their fate. Oftentimes, I think you can loot to the over in these games from a total standpoint.
Yeah, defense goes out the window,
that would certainly be the way I would look here at this standpoint.
They don't play a whole lot of defense in the NBA, I've noticed anyway.
Not much. A couple teams can do it, but I don't think these two teams are going to be able to.
We'll take a look at a few more games in the association for your Saturday evening, and the Masters has resumed, and so has our coverage. Justin Thomas, of course, drops a shot on his first hole back. He is at -4 now for the tournament. Justin Rose still hanging on to his lead as he finishes off a par as play resumes after the weather delay. We roll on here inside the Green Zone, presented by BetMGM. Be right back on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Back inside the Green Zone, presented by BetMGM. Brady Cannon and Wes Reynolds with you from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa. And the action has resumed after a weather delay in Augusta, Georgia. The third round of the 85th Masters is back underway, and Justin Rose is still in the lead at 7-under par. He finishes off a par on the seventh hole as he gets back into action. And his playing partner, Will Zalatoris, finished off what ended up being a bogey. So Zalatoris now drops to -5 for the tournament, 2 shots back of Justin Rose. And we talked about this, Wes, before they resumed play. Hideki Matsuyama made that big par save at the 10th hole. Well, he has now birdied the 11th, so apparently the pause did not interrupt his momentum. He is now just 1 shot back. Hideki Matsuyama 2 under par on his round, once again through 11 holes. Mark Leishman also at 6 under par. He is 1 under on his round through 8 holes. So you've got Rose on top at 7, Matsuyama and Leishman at 6, Corey Connors and Zalatoris at -5.
Yeah, and Matsuyama just teed off on 12. Looks like he'll have a birdie look to try to tie for the lead. Matsuyama currently 11-2 on the in-play. Justin Rose at 275. Justin Thomas 5-1. Jordan Spieth 13-2. Mark Leishman 9-1. Xander Schauffele 10-1. Corey Connors 12-1. Will Zalatoris 14-1. And Tony Finau 25-1. Brian Harman also at 28-1. And then Siwoo Kim and Baron Wiesberger also at 40-1. Then you go down way down the board and get some longer shots. But those are your 12 short prices currently at BetMGM.
Brian Harman at 4 under par, Wiesberger 4, Spieth and Thomas all at 4, also Xander Schauffele at 4, 5 players at 4 under par. That's just 3 shots back, and you and I spoke about it, that maybe 4 shots is probably, at least in my mind, as far back as you want to be of the leader going into Sunday. Any further than that, and it becomes very difficult to mount a comeback.
It really does, because you're just running out of holes at this standpoint, so those guys that are kind of like 2-3 under right now got to make a couple birdies on the back nine, I think, to really give themselves any sort of chance.
Matsuyama, really kind of the hottest player on the course right now at 6-under par for the tournament. Just came back after resuming play and picked up where he left off. Made that par save on the 10th hole and then just birdied the 11th hole. He heads to number 12 and we'll have another look at birdie there. How close was he? Did you see?
I did not. I think he was about, I'd say 10 feet or so. It was a very good iron shot at the short par 3 at 12.
All right. We'll see if the hot putting holds up for Hideki Matsuyama. And, Wes, you thought you had a little bit of a rocking chair there to end the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the St. Louis Cardinals. But all of a sudden, the Cardinal bats have come alive. And this is a little bit more than a sweat than you thought you'd get in the final innings of this ball game. Now 9-5 with Milwaukee out in front of St. Louis. St. Louis did get a 3-run homer, nearly got another homer, but the Brewer outfielder made a great catch at the wall. Currently the 8th inning, St. Louis still batting, Milwaukee up 9-5.
And apparently your friend and mine, Dave Koken, is on the same side with the Brewers because I'm looking on the Twitter machine right now and he is asking, why is Council leaving this gas can in the game? That is a very good question from the man under the hat, Dave Koken. It is now 9-5, two outs, runner still on for St. Louis, Paul Goldschmidt at the plate. If Goldie goes yard here, we've got a ball game. But Brewers trying to hang on. 9-5 here, bottom of the 8th.
And the Colorado Rockies have even the score here in San Francisco with the Giants. Colorado was a loser to San Francisco. 3-1 your final in San Francisco on Friday. Right now, halfway through the game, the 5th inning, and Colorado looking to cash as they tie it 1-1, looking to cash that first 5 bet there. Colorado, of course, an underdog for the game and for the first 5. 1-1 between the Rockies and the Giants. Colorado at the plate in the top of the 5th, and they are plus 135 on the money line. West, that's just about exactly where they started prior to first pitch.
Yeah, San Francisco currently 1-1 here, top of the 5th. There is a runner on with one out. It is Logan Webb still in the game facing Hampson. So 1-1, San Francisco, nice win there yesterday at the old Candlestick Park in San Francisco as Justin Thomas misses a birdie putt here. I believe he is on number 10.
Yeah.
Looked like a makeable putt right off the right edge here, so Justin Thomas will have to make about a 2.5 footer comebacker for par.
Yeah, the putting woes continue for Justin Thomas, and not traditionally an awful putter by any means. He just, for some reason, really can't figure out the greens at Augusta National in November of 2020, the first Masters he's played where he gained strokes on the field on the putting green, and he's made 3 putts today that have cost him 3 strokes. Could have got one back right there with a birdie and missed that one as well. That was a very short one, only a few feet that Thomas missed there on the 10th hole. We'll come back, update that, also take a look at tonight's NBA a little more so here on the Green Zone, presented by BetMGM. The sports betting action this spring doesn't get much better than this weekend. Our VSiN experts are covering the Masters, early season baseball trends, NHL, and NBA playoff races, and every game on the schedule to give you the betting edge. We'll give you all the tools to cash more tickets, including our 24/7 video coverage, complete data and analysis on VSiN.com, our daily member-only best bet emails, and in-depth coverage of every sport in our digital online publication, Point Spread Weekly. The weather and the betting action is warming up this spring, and now's the time to sign up for your VSiN 10-day free trial. That's a free trial for 10 days. VSiN.com/subscribe. Go there now. Check it out. It is Brady Cannon and Wes Reynolds with you inside the Green Zone presented by BetMGM on this Masters Saturday. Moving day has resumed. It was about an hour and a half weather delay, some lightning in the area there in Augusta, Georgia. And lightning right now for Hideki Matsuyama. We mentioned he made a great par save on the 10th hole. That was about a 12-foot putt. He came back entering Amen Corner on 11, birdied the 11th hole, and now he has two birdies in two holes for Amen Corner. Also birdies the 12th hole, the short par 3, with about another 12-foot putt. The hottest guy on the golf course right now, Hideki Matsuyama, 3-under on his round and tied for the lead with Justin Rose, who had an opportunity on the 8th hole for eagle, did not make a good approach putt, came up about 6 feet short, and then missed the birdies. So Rose taps in for par on a par 5, the 8th hole, and is not able to get one up on Matsuyama. They are both at 7, Leishman and Zalatoris, Wes, at 6-under par.
Domo arigato is what bettors are saying for Hideki Matsuyama. Not for Mr. Roboto, the famous Styx tune, but for Hideki Matsuyama. Thank you very much, as he is now the co-leader here at the Masters. And by the way, now you're in play favorite at plus 325 at BetMGM, as Justin Rose three putts on the 8th hole and settles for par on the par 5. So Rose, currently the co-leader with Matsuyama, 4 holes behind his group. Rose is now 4-1, Justin Thomas 6-1, despite the fact that he is 3 strokes back. Mark Leishman just 1 off the lead at 7-1. Will Zalatoris just 1 back at 9-1, as Corey Connors, they are now showing he did not make the eagle at 13, stuck against a tree and chipped out about 3 feet from where his ball
and
was.
And it's still in the rough.
Yes, out
turned
of the
club
straw.
Around, went left-handed. Woo.
Yes, as Corey Connors now seeing at BetMGM, now down at 33-1. His price is dropping. So he chips it out of the pine straw, but is in the rough here at 14. So is going to need a really good iron shot, and that's very much the strength of his game normally, is his ball striking. So he is still lying 166 yards from the hole here at number 14. He is going to have to basically make a big par save, assuming where this shot lands here on 14. Corey Connors needs that iron play to come up. It does get him on the green, but he's a long way away, possibly looking at a two putt here and dropping back down to 4-under. But back to the in-play prices. Jordan Spieth currently 8-1 on the in-play. Xander Schauffele 11-1. Brian Harman 22-1, trying to pick up a birdie here at number 9. And he does. Struggling on the round so far, but a timely birdie for Brian Harman. 1-over on the front 9, now 5-under. 2 back of the leaders, Rose and Matsuyama.
Yeah, Corey Connors probably about 40 feet from the cup on the 14th hole there. Probably will drop a shot likely as he is at 3-under on his round. That'll take him to 2-under. And you mentioned it when we were in the weather delay there. Who is it going to hurt? Who is it going to help? And Corey Connors was on a real tear today.
Yeah, the momentum really stopped here, it seemed like. I thought he was the candidate where it's like, okay, I've got this round going. I'm a few groups ahead of the leaders. I've made the biggest move of the guys in the back today, and you just thought maybe that momentum is going to stop, and it certainly has. But opportunity about 40 feet away, if you can hole it for par, though, that'll get your momentum back in a hurry. So now they show Justin Thomas, who is right of the fairway in the rough, for his second shot on number 11.
Yeah, and he's in a little bit of a tough spot there, and it looks like maybe Thomas is being frustrated by some of these putts he's missed today. He's got to deal with an overhanging limb there from one of the Georgia pine trees there. Looks like he's going to try and go under that, I assume. This is the 11th hole, of course, green side left. You have water, and he's just going to kind of punch that one down there. This is a layup shot, as he had to take it under that tree branch, and it rolls up all the way onto the green. This is a pretty darn good play, Wes. And he'll have a two-putt for his par, probably still in the neighborhood of 30 or 40 feet away from the cup.
Looks like Jordan Spieth, they have not shown it yet in terms of his short game. And now he is just on the screen. So here he is with the chip shot at number 10. Right in the cup, doing what he normally does. He somehow finds ways. I mean, I'm not downgrading Jordan Spieth at all, but he gets his fair share of breaks, but he made a break there with a chip in at number 10. That is for birdie. He is now at 5-under par. Second 9 is where he's really picked up the strokes this week. 7-under on the back 9, just 2-under on the front 9. So now Jordan Spieth with that chip in. His odds are cut at BetMGM, plus 550, 11-2.
Well, we know he has a magic short game, and he certainly showed it right there, getting a birdie with a chip in on the 10th hole. He will now head over to 11 and begin his Amen Corner. Let's go back to the NBA here real quick. We've got a couple of games, or one game rather, that will tip off at 5:30 p.m. Pacific, 8:30 p.m. Eastern time, and that is the Lakers at the Brooklyn Nets. And, of course, a while back, this looked like an absolute marquee matchup, but not only on the Lakers' side. I don't know if you've seen if James Harden will be back in action tonight. Looks like two out of the trio there in Brooklyn should be on the floor for the Nets, and they're a big favorite over, of course, the shorthanded Lakers here. 10.5 points at BetMGM in favor of Brooklyn, Wes, with a total of 221.5.
Harden's going to miss, but it looks like we may get Durant back. He's not listed on the injury report any longer, so could be Durant and Kyrie tonight for the Brooklyn Nets hosting the Lakers, double-digit favorites. Really, what we've seen out of the Lakers without LeBron and AD, they are getting Drummond back now in the fold here. They acquired him at the deadline, so he's going to help them, I think, from a rebounding standpoint at least, but if you look at without the two stars, that being LeBron and AD for the Lakers, 10 games now with both of them out at the same time, 4-6 on the season. Lakers, those four wins, though, against Cleveland, Sacramento, Orlando, and Toronto, not a winning record amongst them, not a team that will probably be in the playoffs. The defense has been solid for the Lakers, even without LeBron and Anthony Davis, but it's really the offense. 101.3 points per 100 possessions in the last 10 games, 101 or fewer in over half of them, so that's why you've seen the under 7-3 the last 10 for the Lakers. That's going to get tested, though, against the Brooklyn Nets. Durant and Irving have only played 8 games together, so we don't really have a big sample size here. Under seen some movement, but I don't know. I would want to see now. You got two of the big three for Brooklyn.
I haven't done a whole lot of studying here, but on the surface, that kind of smells like an over game. 221.5 your total there at BetMGM for the Brooklyn Nets and the Los Angeles Lakers. We'll be back with more Masters updates right here on the Green Zone, presented by BetMGM. Players may not get style points for home runs, but baseball bettors do. New BetMGM customers can turn $1 into $100 when someone goes yard during the game. Sign up for BetMGM, the app, using VSIN100, and if you place a $1 moneyline wager on the Nationals or the Dodgers, you'll get $100 if either team hits a home run. It's a new customer offer. Paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Colorado, Iowa, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia only. It excludes Michigan dissociated persons. Please gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado, Nevada, and Virginia. 1-800-GAMBLER in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. Call or text 800-889-9789 in Tennessee. Promotional offer not available in Nevada. Justin Thomas at the Masters is killing me, West. I've got a ticket on Justin Thomas to win this thing. Killing himself with some missed putts. He three putts the 11th hole. We said the recovery shot he made out of the rough was very good to get it on the green. He had about 50 feet to make birdie, and he left the approach putt, I want to say, about 8 feet short, and then missed that one again to three putt the hole. And he is now bogeyed 3 of his last 7 holes. He bogeyed number 5, bogeyed number 9, and has now bogeyed number 11, and he is at 3 under par for the tournament, 4 shots back of the lead currently held by Hideki Matsuyama and Justin Rose.
Yeah, and Rose has now completed his back 9 as he is about to make a par here, and he does, so currently going to be 7 under through 9 holes, out in 36. Did birdie the first two and then gave a couple back. So Matsuyama and Rose. Matsuyama looks like he's about to take the lead, though. He has an eagle putt here at the 13th, the par 5. So 2 putt will be good enough to put him back in the outright lead for the first time. So Matsuyama about three holes ahead or four holes ahead right now of Justin Rose as that eagle putt. That's going to come up short, though.
Not
that's
a great effort.
It's going to be a little bit of a tricky birdie leave here, so
looks
could
like,
be a missed opportunity.
Looked a lot like Justin Rose's eagle attempt on eight. He's about 6, maybe 7 feet
Greens
short
may
there.
Have slowed down a little bit, and we talked
it's
about
possible.
that earlier. By the way, Matsuyama on the in-play, currently 3-1, your outright tournament favorite. Justin Rose at 9-2, along with Jordan Spieth, Xander Schauffele, 8-1, Justin Thomas 9-1, Mark Leishman 10-1, Zalatoris 12-1, Brian Harman 22-1, and Tony Finau 28-1. That's basically your top 10 right now.
And a great shot there on 12, the par 3 for Justin Thomas. But once again, he will be faced with a putt kind of in that neighborhood of 10 feet. And we've talked about it really throughout the program, Wes. He has to get this putter firing if he is going to go on to slip on a green jacket. And going into today, he was the second choice behind Jordan Spieth. Jordan Spieth was about 4-1 on the adjusted odds board. Thomas at 5-1, and I believe you just updated saying he is now 9-1.
Yes.
You know, with that drift on Justin Thomas, and maybe you've got a birdie putt upcoming, so you've got to act fast. But would you maybe jump in at 9-1?
I'd want a little bit more. I'd want double digits here, so I probably would not. By the way, updating the UFC fight going in the fifth and final round, it has been one-way traffic. Marvin Vettori looks like he has won all four rounds as they are now going into the fifth and final round. So Kevin Holland going to need a knockout, much like he tried to get against Derek Brunson, or really didn't try hard enough, but he was down well on the scorecards 3 weeks ago when he fought Brunson, and is down on the scorecards yet again. Marvin Vettori looks like, barring a big mistake, he is going to get an easy victory, as he does take a shot there, though.
Oh, my goodness.
As now Kevin Holland is throwing, and it looks like he's hurt Vettori.
Wow.
And he goes for the takedown. Marvin Vettori, smart move there to get this back on the ground, because he got rocked by a couple shots there by Kevin Holland.
He sure did.
That might have been Kevin Holland's last bullet, though, here in this fight, because Marvin Vettori looks like he's going to be able to control him on the ground, more than likely for the duration of the fifth and final round, as we now go back to Hideki Matsuyama on the 13th green at Augusta National.
Over that birdie putt, he is currently in the lead, tied with Justin Rose at 7 under par. By the way, Holland, you mentioned getting dominated in that fight. He really couldn't see hardly out of his left eye, and made a valiant effort there to try and turn the tide in the final minutes there. That also does go over the rounds total.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate that recommendation by Lou Finocchiaro there, and Jason Kahn is a happy camper as Matsuyama's birdie attempt on 13 slides by the left side of the cup. So that's an unforced error there by Hideki Matsuyama, who had a chance to go out to the lead. And it's interesting, Wes, he was so hot, holes 10, 11, and 12, has an eagle opportunity on 13, and he leaves off the 13th green with a par.
Yeah, Xander Schauffele had just made birdie at 13, too, so now he is just two back of the leaders, that being Rose and Matsuyama.
So you've got Matsuyama and Rose at 7, Leishman and Zalatoris at 6 under par, Schauffele, Spieth, and Harman all at 5, Corey Connors at 4, Siwoo Kim, Tony Finau, and Justin Thomas, along with Bernd Wiesberger, all at 3 under par. Thomas now 1 over par on his round for the day. Wes, let's take a look at a couple baseball games that will be coming up a little bit later today. The Reds are in Arizona. Your Cincinnati Reds in Arizona to take on the Diamondbacks. And the Diamondbacks have not been off to a great start this season. They are in dead last in the National League West, but they are at home tonight visiting, or the Cincinnati Reds visiting from Cincinnati, and they will take on the Snakes. Did you make a play on this one with your red legs?
I have not. Would lean to the Arizona Diamondbacks, though. Jeff Hoffman going to be on the mound for the Cincinnati Reds. 6-1, very surprising start for Cincinnati. It will be Smith going for the Arizona Diamondbacks. So kind of lean there. I think the Reds have outperformed, I think, what the expectations were. Aquino going to rest tonight, so he will not be in the starting lineup. Nick Ahmed going to be back for the Arizona Diamondbacks. So lean D-backs here at the +120 at home.
We talked about it in the promo. Go to Visa or go to BetMGM.com and use the promo code VSIN100 for new bettors. Open up a new account. And if anybody hits a home run in the Washington Nationals Dodgers game, you get paid. The Dodgers are at home in Los Angeles and welcoming the Nationals to town. And the Washington Nationals, it looks like, are still undecided who their starter will be for this game, Wes. The Dodgers have announced that Urias will be their starter. And in some shops, they're a pretty heavy favorite. I'm seeing better than minus 200, looking like minus 210 at a couple of stores around town. Not seeing anything up at BetMGM. Do you have any information there on Washington as far as who they're going to send to the bump?
I do not. I don't have it on the screen. I think a couple shops have minus 210, plus 190 to take back on Washington. Mookie Betts not expected to be in the starting lineup, but Dodgers are always going to be big favorites at home, just like they were last night. So have not seen a starter yet announced, but currently a couple shops have it minus 210, plus 190 on the take back for Washington, 7.5 on the total, minus 115.
You know, we've got a lot of big point spreads in the NBA for your Saturday night. We talked about LA at Brooklyn. That's 10.5 there. The 76ers and the Thunder. Philadelphia favored on the road by double digits there. Sacramento and Utah. Utah at home, an 11.5 point favorite. And then Washington and Phoenix. Very interesting ending with Washington and the Golden State Warriors on Friday night. And Washington now travels to the Valley of the Sun. They get the win over Golden State, and they're catching 13.5 here on the road at Phoenix. Did you get to see the Phoenix game against Utah the other night that went to OT?
I did.
Great game.
And a very good game where Phoenix proved that, hey, we may be a viable contender. I think this is a very young team, though, so we'll see how it is in the playoffs. And then they had to play that back-to-back next night against the Clippers. Did not get it done. Washington, Brad Beal going to be downgraded to doubtful tonight with a back injury. And Davis Bertans looks like he's going to also miss tonight. But this is a big number for Phoenix here at 13.5. I know the Wizards are no great shakes. Did get the win in Golden State, though, last night. Would lean to the Wizards in the points here just because Phoenix, you know, off two really big games. They just played Utah at home, national TV game, won a small underdogs in overtime. And then they had to play at the Clippers. Now you get a Washington team you should absolutely lay over here. Would not want to be necessarily laying the points in this spot. By the way, we do have a baseball final in 10 innings. Seattle gets the win in Minnesota 4-3.
All right, very good. And did you cash your Brewers ticket? It looks like that one is not quite over yet.
I am waiting. We are now in the bottom of the ninth. Man on, one out here. Lindblom still out there. The same gas can that Dave Koken was referring to get this guy out of the game. But with the 4-run lead, maybe save your closer and try to see if this guy gets an extra bullpen work and go ahead and use him, leading by 4 over St. Louis.
Yep, 9-5. The Milwaukee Brewers trying to hang on here in the ninth inning over the Cardinals. The Colorado Rockies, they break the 1-1 tie with the San Francisco Giants. Now 3-1, Rockies out in front of San Francisco trying to return the favor. San Francisco won over the Rockies on Friday. This one now in the sixth inning with Colorado at the plate. And the Oakland A's, speaking of taking some revenge out, the Oakland A's trying to get back at Houston, who has absolutely owned the Athletics early going this season. Right now, the Athletics trying to make it 2 in a row over the Astros. Out in front, 4-0 right now. Houston is batting in the bottom of the sixth, trailing the A's 4-0, and the A's are minus 750 favorites in the in-game wagering on the money line. Wes, Justin Thomas did roll that birdie putt in. He made a 12-footer, finally, to end that streak of 3 bogeys in his last 7 holes, and he is now at even par on his round, and he heads to the 13th hole, the final hole of Amen Corner, and pushes his drive into the pine straw on the right. We'll see if he has an opening there, but he is definitely not going to be able to reach the green in 2 and have an eagle opportunity. He'll be forced to lay up there and see if he can get up and down for birdie. Jordan Spieth did have a birdie attempt at 11. It comes up short there. He looks like he'll be able to tap in for par there and remain at 5-under for the championship. That is going to do it for us. Next up, it is the VSiN Bet Center. Any final thoughts on moving day at the Masters, Mr. Reynolds?
Would like to see Tony Finau make a birdie or two like Justin Thomas did for you, so I can have somebody live here.
Finau and Thomas, come on, guys.
Tony Finau, where he be now?
We'll be back tomorrow for more Masters coverage on the Green Zone. Good night, everybody.